This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people of the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge. Today, we're hearing from
Megan Anderson, Manager of Marketing and Development at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service,
as well as
Kathy Wyatt, and I'm the Executive Director at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service.
We have a pretty wide, diverse programs that we offer throughout the six counties, but I would say that our major services are our mental health services. We do both individual sessions as well as we have wellness centers in three of the counties, in Siskiyou County, in Shasta County, and in Butte County. We also have housing, and we have permanent supportive housing. We have housing for people that are living with persistent mental illness, folks that are challenged with developmental delays, and then permanent supportive housing for people that are at risk or are homeless.
We have the court-appointed special advocates program. That's a volunteer-driven program that pairs a child who's going through the court dependency system with an adult volunteer who has gone through a rigorous training and has become a sworn officer of the court to stand up for that child through their court proceedings so that the child's voice is heard as they are, you know, navigating that tough system of being removed from the home. It's oftentimes abuse or neglect. And that CASA volunteer is their one steady voice that they have throughout that process that meets with the child on a regular basis and makes sure that their needs are vocalized to the judge and the court officials.
Our male CASAs are oftentimes more difficult to find than our female CASAs. And so this three-year-old boy had gone through some abuse and neglect and was not very trusting. And so the CASA was working with this little boy and was just wondering if maybe it was the right match or not, because the little boy wouldn't respond much to him. So he went to our program manager and asked about what to do, and the program manager said, just keep with him, just keep with him. And one day he was walking down the river trail and he was talking to this little three-year-old, and without a word, the three-year-old took his hand. And it may not seem like a very big gesture for a lot of people, but the trust that this little boy had with the CASA was evident by the fact that he would have the faith to take his hand and hold it while they walk together. One of the things that I'd like to mention is about the stereotype around people living and challenged with mental illness. I think there's a lot of misinformation, or maybe even no information, that creates a lot of the stigma, when in fact folks that are struggling or living with mental illness are our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our neighbors, people that we see and interact with every single day. You know, often I think if this was seen as another struggle, something like diabetes, would we have the same feelings in identifying and treating these folks? So, you know, our staff are committed to working alongside folks to enhance their daily life, and it's amazing what we learn from people who have the strength and courage to get up every day facing some of the challenges that they face.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good about Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. Learn more at mynspr.org.